God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.
We got together this morning to answer some questions that some brethren wrote in. The first question is from a sister from the United States who says that she feels led to go to Israel for the end time. Now, she was saying that she's been hearing in your recordings that you suggest to go to a safe place for the end time. So she's asking, what is your opinion about Israel as far as being a safe place in the end time?
Well, I didn't get any revelations about that. And actually, the only thing the Lord told me specifically is that not to tell people where to go, because that's the job of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to follow the guidelines that the Lord gave me. I'm not going to tell you where to go. I can tell you maybe where not to go. All right? Don't go to areas where there is a Muslim problem, like Nigeria, a lot of nations in Africa, Yemen, Sudan. Definitely don't go to Iran, Iraq, those places, understand?
Unless the Lord specifically tells them.
Okay, exactly. If the Lord gives you prophecy, jump into the fire, or if the Lord tells you you are one of the 144,000, great. I mean, definitely don't let me or anyone to stop you. No, I will not tell people where to go. Now, as far as Israel...
Is it a safe place? That's her question.
Well, Israel is under the protection of God, okay? And, once in a while, those Muslims, they blow up buses and they throw bomb here and there. But it's like you can die of a car accident as you drive in New York.
It's true.
You know, all in all, it's pretty safe because those IDF are doing a very good job, you know.
What's IDF?
The Israel Defense Force.
Okay.
So they're doing a very good job. I mean, the Israeli army is... unquestionably the best in the world. You know, I remember when I was in India, I was witnessing to this general of the Indian army. And before I get into Jesus, I was always shy to talk about whatever they like. This guy liked to talk about army and politics. So I said, sir, according to your opinion, he visited our house, you know, our missionary house. He visited us and we were witnessing to him. I said, sir, according to your opinion, which is the best army in the world? And so he said, well, that's useless to ask. I said, well, please tell me. I said, of course, the Indian army. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's questionable, because if you go to India, it's like it's a sin. So I said, oh, sorry, of course, but can you tell me which is the second best army? I said, oh, for sure, it's the Israeli army. So I knew there was the number one. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Why is the Israeli army the best?
Well, it's like, first of all, they are the blessing of God. I mean, not entirely, because they still reject Jesus Christ. But even though they are antichrist, they still haven't repented. Have not repented yet from having crucified Jesus through the Romans. They haven't repented yet. And they're not God's people yet, because they haven't gone through the door of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, Israel is coming into position to play an important part in the end time. And eventually, as we see in Revelations chapter 11, after the rapture, after the seventh angel's sounds, Israel will repent and turn to God, to Jesus Christ. Okay, Zechariah 12 and 14 also confirms that. So Israel right now is really misbehaving at mistreating the Arabs and the Muslims. They don't need to be so hard on them, because if they go to Israel, the land of Israel, they got it for free. They didn't have to. They got it by the UN in 1948. So they don't need to be so hard on those Muslims. They're going to get the land of Israel. It doesn't matter what happens. They will get it because of it's God's will. So they don't need to freak out so much. So they're really misbehaving, mistreating the Palestinians, bringing upon themselves the criticism of the whole world, righteously so. They shouldn't be so hard. And also they're provoking the Muslim, and they really want to wipe them out off the map. Nevertheless, according to the prophecy, Israel will make it until the end time and victoriously, because when the Antichrist will invade Israel, because the Antichrist will invade Israel.
When will he invade?
He will invade Israel after the rapture. Okay? And he will come in through Syria, will invade the valley of Megiddo, Ezraelon, with the famous Armageddon. And then after the rapture, we'll take over Jerusalem for just a few days. And then at 30 days after the rapture, the Bible says that Jesus Christ comes, and that's the beginning of the Battle of Armageddon, which is the next 45 days.
What's the chapter where he talks about this?
This is Zechariah 12 and 14. He talks about the Battle of Armageddon. Ezekiel 38 and 39. And Revelation 19 from 11 until 21, it talks about the Battle of Armageddon. Mm-hmm. Okay, as far as the days, that is a deep Bible study to know the number of the days I gave you. That's from Daniel 12, verse 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a recording on that.
Yeah, it's a long story. And so for now, I give you these numbers and this answer without proving it with the scripture. But I think I've already done that in other teachings.
So is it a safe place for the end time, the Israel, or not?
Listen, the safe place for the end time is where God leads you. So Israel will not be safe unless God leads you there.
So if somebody gets from the Lord to go there, then the Lord will take care of them.
Yeah, it's not a place which I discourage people to go. Like, I discourage people and I strongly advise not to go to Islam areas, because just like Hitler had his brown shirts and Mussolini had his black shirts, who were killing their enemies under the table, that's why they came to national dictatorship, those two dictators. So the Antichrist will use the Muslim to kill people under the table, understand? You see, you hear stories, they pass with a motorbike in front of a church in Egypt, and they just machine gun the brethren praying inside. They throw a bomb inside the church where the brethren are praying. Because the Christians have their own strategy. They should meet in their houses in secret, or at least in private, so that the devil's people don't know where they are. I mean, any guy can pass by and throw a bomb inside. They know that the Christians get together like a sitting ducks every Sunday morning. They should learn from Jesus, his disciples, and the Holy Church. Nobody knew usually where they would meet. Okay, so basically in the Muslim areas, I would say no. Don't go if you're looking for a place of refuge. If you think you're one of the 144,000 in Revelation chapter 7, or if you got a supernatural revelation from God, then you can go wherever you want, wherever God leads you. But number one, I would strongly suggest don't go to places where there is a strong Muslim population. Okay, it's fairly safe where the Muslims are not in control. Sudan, Yemen, Iran, etc. Over there, they're in control, and it's trouble unless God calls you there. In nations where the Muslims there is a high percentage, such as Europe, then you have to be careful. You know, they will be Muslim terrorists rising soon. It won't be as bad as in Pakistan, etc. Understand? So what I'm saying, no, absolutely no, in places where the Muslims are in control. Be careful in the places where the Muslims have a significant percentage. Like France and Germany, they have like 5 million of Muslims in those places, more or less. Mm-hmm. Understand? So as far as you want to ask about Israel?
Yes.
As far as Israel? I don't have any message from the Lord not to go there. So if you feel led, you can go there. Because the IDF, the Israeli soldiers, are doing a very beautiful, wonderful job of protection. And they are keeping those Muslims in scare stiff. Okay, because those guys, the Israeli, they still believe eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So whenever the Muslim move a finger, they retaliate, and the Muslim are very scared to do anything. Yeah, they preach that they are happy to die for Allah, and they manifest in the street with bombs around their waist, and they even put bombs around the waist of the little children at 5 years old to see if we are willing to die for Muhammad. But when the time comes, they slow down. It's one thing what they preach, another thing what they practice. They believe they go to heaven if they blow themselves up and kill a bunch of innocent enemies. They think they go to heaven and Allah is going to give them a number of virgin girls waiting for them and rivers of wine. And they might have a surprise to go over there and to find the devil. Instead, they say, okay, welcome to hell. You understand?
Yes.
As it is with every false religion.
I have a question about Israel. According to the prophecies that you've taught and from the Bible very clearly, it says that the Antichrist will sit in the temple of God, mm-hmm. declaring himself as God.
Exactly.
At the middle of the 7 years, right. In the beginning of tribulation, right?
Yes.
And that's exactly in Israel, in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
how does that go with being a safe place for the end time?
Well, he's not going to take over Israel when he puts abomination, desolations, understand?
It will be just a political thing, or what?
Well, he will take over the temple. You see, around the temple, I expect to be a lot of blue cask UN soldiers. You know, the United Nations soldiers?
Yes.
They will probably put a security protections around the temple, they will not take over Israel completely. Because in Daniel 11, it makes it clear that there is war after war after war between the king of the north against the king of the south.
What is that? It was the king of the north and was the king of the south?
Well, I can give you some scripture. Like in Daniel 11, it talks about the Antichrist. You see that in verse 21, the Antichrist rises to power peaceably. And then in verse 25, we see that the king of the south will make war against him. You can go to verse 40, Daniel 11, 40, is the king of the north. The king of the north is fighting against the king of the south. Who are these guys? Well, we know that the Antichrist comes from the north, all right? It says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Antichrist is called Gog, who comes from Magog. In the many Bible dictionary, Magog is Russia. And we know by Daniel 7 that the Antichrist and his 10 nations supporting him, this block, they come from Europe. Daniel 7, it shows that the fourth beast is Europe. Okay, 10 horns, 10 kings will support the Antichrist. So the Antichrist comes from Europe and from Russia. He's definitely king of the north. So he comes from the north, it says in Ezekiel 38, 39.
And the south?
And the south automatically, south of Europe is Israel.
Okay, so there will be a war between the Antichrist and Israel.
Daniel 11, I have the scripture written down here. There will be five wars between the king of the south and the king of the north. The first war is Daniel 11:22. The second war is Daniel 11, verse 25. The third war is verse 30. The fourth war is verse 40. And the last war is verse 44, Daniel 11. So these are five wars the Antichrist fights. Two wars before the placing of the abomination of desolations. The third war, when he placed the abomination of desolation, then 1131, and two more wars after that. In other words, two wars during the first 3.5 years of the covenant. The middle war on the placing of the abominations, then 1131, and two more wars during the Great Tribulations after the placing of abomination of desolations. So basically, in these 7 years, there are five wars.
But all these five wars are between the Antichrist and Israel?
Not in Israel, around Israel.
But Israel fights with the Antichrist, all these five wars.
Yeah, not exactly Israel. We know that Israel is backed up by America.
Okay.
You know, America is backing up Israel already now. Otherwise, Israel couldn't withstand a block of nations, which the Bible, like Ezekiel 38, it gives the name of the nation, Muslim nation, Gomer, which is Europe, and then Russia, China, etc. Israel couldn't fight against this block, unless as a strong friend, which that is America. See, America is controlled by the Jews, the Senate, they had the lower house, the media, the banks, everything is, the Pentagon is controlled by the Jews. So America basically will back up Israel in all of wars. So that's how we have the King of the South, Israel and America, fighting against the King of the North. Why America is called the King of the South, since it's north of Israel? Because America is going to fight there, geographically, there where Israel is. Understand?
Yeah, but then considering that the Antichrist will put his seat in the temple in Jerusalem, considering that Israel will fight wars with the Antichrist, how can Israel be safe for the end time? I still don't understand.
Because Israel has God's protection. In the book of Zechariah, we see in Zechariah chapter 14, it's only after the rapture that the Antichrist conquers Israel. Mm-hmm. But the temple is kind of like a extrajudicial, extraterritorial, isolated area, both from the Muslim and from the Jews. It's a very special place. The Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. It's kind of like after World War II, both the armies of Russia and of America and Britain conquered Germany. But they declared Berlin independent, separated, special statues, which Berlin was an island inside the communist Russian territory of Eastern Germany. Okay, but they made a treaty and they decided Berlin would not belong to anyone. So they divided it between the four winning powers: France, England, Russia, and America. So it would be kind of like this: a temple would be isolated, surrounded by the UN soldiers, mm-hmm. and protected. But they will not take over the whole Israel. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if they took over the whole Israel, then all these wars in Daniel 11 between South and North wouldn't exist.
I understand.
So by this I know that as long as you stay out of Jerusalem, everything is going to be fine. Israel will be protected, highly protected. In fact, because the very soldiers of the Antichrist, the UN, they will be protecting the temple, the very fact that the Antichrist soldiers are there, nobody will touch Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not America, but America is protecting. And not even the Antichrist, because he has his representative soldier.
He has
his throne. He's in the temple declaring he's God. Attention, don't think it's strange a politician declaring to be God. Hitler was worshipped as a God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were praying the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, I have some documents. I got. They were praying in Germany, Our Father, which art in Berlin.
I can't believe it.
It's true.
Boy.
So they tell you, it's nothing new under the sun.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. To me, it's very clear that Israel is a special place protected by God. There will be wars and everything. But if the Lord shows you to go there, it is a pretty good safe place for the end time.
I don't think there'll be wars in Israel. I don't think there'll be. Because Israel cannot afford to have wars in their land. It's too small. It will be protected by God. If you look on the map, Israel is an island surrounded by countries 100 times bigger than her. I mean, it goes all the way from Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, etc., Egypt, like on the west, down to the south, Sudan. It's completely surrounded. And then on the east, there is south is Jordan. On the east, there is Syria, and then Iraq, Iran, Turkey, and then Indonesia, Pakistan, I tell you, Afghanistan. I mean, they're all against Israel. They're completely surrounded.
All against Israel?
All against Israel. They want to wipe them out of the map and give Israel back to the Palestinians. The only way Israel can just get out through the port and do business with Europe and the United States. Everywhere else, all the other borders are closed. Understand?
So what does this mean?
Well, anyway, it means that
Israel is surrounded by enemy countries.
Yeah, it must have the protection of God. So if you get a supernatural revelation to go, go. However, if you don't get it, don't go. But if you go there, by the way, the best people you can witness to, they're not the Jews, but the Muslims. Because the Jews, they are kind of, they have all kinds of laws, you cannot evangelize, you get persecuted, even legally, okay, by the government. But if you witness to the Muslim, you are kind of enjoy kind of freedom, because the Jewish soldiers will protect you from the radical Muslim who will object this evangelism, this evangelizing the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an island paradise to evangelize the Muslim in Israel.
Wow.
In fact, the Muslim who live in Jerusalem, they made this on documentary, it showed that they are not so much in a hurry to go back under Muslim regime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's so much freedom, the women are not treated like animals, they're not tortured by violent husbands, etc. Because the Islamic law, the woman is a little bit above the animal. Now, she cannot vote in a court case, she cannot testify. The women are considered just about zero. There's a little, So anyway, all over the world, I would say avoid all the countries where, like I said before, where there is a Muslim country in control, okay? Avoid the place where there is a Muslim bombing, terrorism, etc. Get out of Australia, get out of Europe. Europe, that's going to be the seat of the Antichrist. Get out of the United States, if you can. If you cannot, then try to team up and join with some other brethren. Go live in some rural, isolated area, have chicken, have animals, and so that when the crash comes, there's going to be a financial crash coming, you can survive, you can eat eggs, stock up flour, cereal, beans, salt, sugar, honey, things which last a long time, possibly everything dry beans, dry pasta, rice, sugar, salt, oil, all things that don't go bad. There is going to be like a tremendous clash all over the world, which you'll wish you had some survival food. Some Christian prophets, they foresaw that in the cities, some people will become cannibals. Stay away from cities. And if you have to stay in a city because you work there, try to live outside or try to have a place or retreat on a mountain, a hill, a secret place where you can survive. Okay? God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Brother Joseph. That was clear.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And God bless you, dear brethren. And we pray for you that you will hear from the Lord clearly for His perfect will. Amen.
Yeah, and keep in mind that, for example, here we're in South America and we have learned a lot of lessons here. For us, the place the Lord led us was South America, a place where there is many countries where they speak Spanish. You get up. We already changed 3 countries, and they all speak Spanish. And the people are humble, sweet. The only thing, be careful, there is a lot of crime. Don't go, if you decide to come be part of the world, one of these nations, try to choose a place where there is not much crime. Especially if you are very white, you stick out a lot. If you're not white, that's an advantage. They don't stick out so much.
It depends which country.
Well, like, you know, Peru and Central America, Colombia, there's a lot of crime. Brazil, it depends on the area. Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, the situation there is under control. The police is pretty much in control. And people are pretty white over there, if you're white. So this is more or less to give you an idea.
Amen.
And then if the Lord leads you to go somewhere else, like, for example, the Philippines, they are Christian. It's a Christian government. It's a Christian population. There is a little Muslim terrorism, but very little. And the government kind of keeps them under control. That's the Philippines. And they speak English, and so that's a place you might want to consider if you want to go there. We almost went there. And then the Lord led us over here. And then, of course, there is South Africa. They speak English. But there is a very big problem with crime over there. If you're white, the safest town there is Pretoria, the capital. There's a lot of police. But there is a lot of crime. So really pray about where the Lord leads you. Amen? In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name.